From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm David Byrd reporting. Mexican authorities have captured the notorious drug cartel kingpin known as El Chapo. Mexican President Enrique Peña Nieto announced Joaquin Guzman's recapture in a brief announcement in Spanish on Twitter Friday. Guzman was arrested after a shootout with Mexican Marines in Sinaloa, his home state. The leader of the Sinaloa cartel escaped from a maximum security prison in July by using a 1.5-kilometer-long underground tunnel dug in secret from his cell to a nearby village. The escape was a major embarrassment for President Peña Nieto, who has been praised for his administration's aggressive push against Mexico's top drug lords. U.S. officials have arrested two refugees from Iraq on terrorism charges, but it does not appear that the men were planning any attacks in the United States. At the White House, spokesman Josh Earnest, that is, said the arrests show how the U.S. government is working to counteract terrorism.
This case, or these cases in particular, are good examples of how the Department of Homeland Security, the intel community, our law enforcement, and other national security agencies work effectively together to keep us safe.
Haus Mohammed Yunus Al-Jayab was arrested Thursday in Sacramento, California. He was charged with making false statements involving international terrorism. Omar Faraj Saeed Al-Hardan was arrested in Houston, Texas. He is accused of attempting to provide material support, including training and expert advice and assistance to the Islamic State group. Both men were Palestinians from Iraq who had been in the United States several years. This is VOA News. A gunman claiming to have pledged allegiance to the Islamic State terror group ambushed a police officer as he sat in his marked car in Philadelphia, Pennsylvania, Thursday night. Police Commissioner Richard Ross says that 33-year-old officer Jesse Hartnett was struck 3 times in the left arm but managed to fire back and hit 30-year-old Edward Archer, who was later apprehended. Ross says that Archer said he was motivated by his Islamic beliefs.
The suspect in question is a 30-year-old male from Yaton. He has a Philadelphia address as well, I believe. He has confessed to committing this cowardly act in the name of Islam.
U.S. authorities have been on high alert following Islamic State-linked attacks in recent months in Paris and in San Bernardino, California. Authorities say the suspect in the shooting claimed to have carried out the incident in the name of the Islamic State and that he follows Allah. Belgian investigators have found the fingerprint of Paris attack suspect Salah Abdeslam in an apartment in Brussels. As Lisa Bryant reports from the French capital, authorities also found suicide belts and traces of explosives similar to those used in the November 13 attacks.
Federal prosecutors in Belgium say police discovered the items in a raid of a Brussels apartment last month. Salah Abdeslam, whose fingerprint was found there, is believed to have played a key logistical role in November's attacks here. His brother Brahim was among the suicide bombers who died in the shooting and bombing attacks around Paris that killed and injured nearly 500 people. Belgian police also found what they believed to be 3 handmade suicide belts, along with traces of TATP, a highly volatile material that was packed into the suicide vests of the Paris bombers. Lisa Bryant for VOA News, Paris.
U.S. President Barack Obama has vetoed legislation that would have repealed major portions of his signature domestic achievement, the Affordable Care Act. It also sought to end roughly $450 million in yearly federal funding for Planned Parenthood, which amounts to about a third of that group's budget. The bill was widely seen as a test of Republican lawmakers' ability to get it passed through Congress ahead of U.S. elections later this year. That's when the presidency, all seats in the House, and one-third of the Senate will be up for grabs. The U.S. economy had a net gain of 292,000 jobs in December, a sign that the world's largest economy is growing at a solid pace in spite of recent global stock market turmoil. The unemployment rate remained at 5%, but the good news didn't help Wall Street. Stocks closed down. I'm David Byrd in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.